they can't always see why we do what we do or the information we have. And we ask for reports and mandate reports all the time from federal government agencies, from OMB, from GAO, from Congressional Research Service, from the individual agencies themselves, from inspector generals. And what this would do is make all that data available to every American. At one website, you could come and you could search it by topic, by money, by anything you wanted to, and you could see the information we're using with which to make decisions on. And it would not only, what was the statute requiring the report, a copy of the report, it'd be in a searchable format, the title of the report, the agency that wrote it, the date it was published, the congressional committee that might have reviewed or asked for it initially, or the individual senator or congressman, when they were supposed to report and submit the report versus our biggest problem is 80% of the time we never get a report back on time. And a lot of times we never get reports back. So it'd be a blank up there. Here's a report that's outstanding that was due, so you could know which agency isn't actually doing what they're supposed to do. So all it is to give more information to the American citizens about what is it we're looking at, why are we asking for the reports, and can the reports actually be utilized to make better decisions for our country.
So then who's the onus on? Would it be the government printing office responsibility?
Yeah, it requires the GPO a year afterwards to set up this. You know, it's not any trouble. You take the reports, scan them into it, and you have a website that has all the reports. And all you do is, here's the form, here's who asked for it, here's the day it was due, here's the agency that required it, and here's the report, and make it in a searchable format. And then you can go to one place at the government printing office. They'll have a website. We haven't named the website. Here's the other thing it does. It allows federal employees to actually search what's going on in their department, because sometimes what we're told versus what's actually happened are different. And that creates another method for whistleblowers to let us know, here's one thing the agency's saying, and by the way, it didn't happen in that way. So it's all just about good government and transparency.
Now, the number of reports themselves has been something of a topic, too, lately, that perhaps there are too many reports for agencies because they get layered on year after year. Each legislative session puts on more reports. So do you think there might be a balancing effect here in the accumulation of them that maybe Congress could say, well, we don't need all these reports?
Well, a lot of times somebody's asking for a report that's already been done. I mean, my office has done that. We've searched and haven't found it, and we'll ask the GAO for something and say, well, we reported on that 2 years ago, and we'll say, oh, we didn't have that. Congressional Research Service is great because they usually will tell us what's been reported on and what hadn't. And I don't doubt that we're asking for too many reports, but that's because we got too big of a government. Nobody has a good handle on every area of the federal government.
In making this more transparent, would this then be more for the use of lawmakers or agencies or the American public? Everybody gets to get their eyeballs on it?
Sure, and that's what it should be about. The biggest deficit we have among legislators is they don't really have great information a lot of times. And if we make it easy for them to have information and easy for the American public to have the information, we not only will do a better job of legislating, but we'll be held to a higher level of accountability.
And how do you get agencies to comply with this?
Well, that's a problem. In the past, I've tried to put penalties, and most of my colleagues won't do that. But I think if you were to do that, here's a report that has to be done. Most time reports come in a year late, 9 months late, on things that we really need the information with which to make decisions about legislation. So if you put a clawback penalty on it in terms of funding, that tends to drive agencies pretty well. But we've been reticent to do that.
We're speaking with Senator Tom Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma. Now, there have been a number of websites launched since 2009 when the Obama administration came in toward transparency and every other kind of information. In fact, now the administration is saying there are too many federal websites Is there some way this could be part of an existing site, or they could become part of this site?
Sure. It could be on usaspending.gov. It could be just a subpart to it. The real problem is we spend $64 billion a year on IT in the federal government, and $30 billion of it gets wasted. In other words, never accomplishes anything. So there may be too many websites, and there may be websites that don't serve a good purpose. I have no problem with the administration reviewing those and making recommendations to eliminate them. But websites that actually give transparency to the American people, I think we need more of them, not less.
And where is this legislation in the process? Because the Senate's plate is really full, and the clock is ticking.
Yeah, this won't be hard. This will fly through Homeland Security. Senator Lieberman will be on this bill, and actually more of it's his idea than mine, as well as Senator Collins, and it should fly through. I don't think it'll have any trouble.